Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Presented by Finley Roofing.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The horn sounds. Catching up with Coonan is fueled by Georgia Natural Gas. G&G keeps it simple with great rates and reliable service. So get our lowest rate of the year at G&G.com. Because these days, simple is just what you need.
Steve Coonan's here, Hawks CEO, to join us as he does on Fridays, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we'll get you caught up on the latest with the Falcons as we get ready for the Dolphins on Sunday. Steve, Hawks back in action tonight. You can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, first of all? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you guys?
Well, good. I think everybody around the country yesterday was surprised by the arrest made stemming from the FBI's NBA gambling investigation. Let's start there. What is your take? What were you thinking when you heard about it? And obviously, I know the NBA is doing everything to cooperate.
It makes me very sad. I don't really understand what the possible motivation could be for this type of behavior. You know, the thing that I've advocated for legalized gambling and still do is that without it, we would have never known about this.
Right.
It catches the bad guys. But obviously, there's some in the league who just kind of don't get it and would risk their reputations, their career, and a huge paycheck for peanuts compared to what they make.
Right.
Absolute peanuts. So, you know, it's sad. It's going to put a little bit of a cloud over the start of the season. And, you know, hopefully we find out the truth and it gets to court quickly.
Right. We said this yesterday, Steve. I mean, between the TV contracts, the ratings, which have been the best ever, you know, and it's just the style of play. We talked about, I mean, regular season aside and all those, you know, clanging threes, the playoffs have put up huge numbers. It's the league is in a great place. It's as long as it stops here, as long as there's no one else is implicated. And it was embarrassing enough that, you know, a former teammate of LeBron, apparently, and he got a heads up, LeBron wasn't going to play, and he passed that along to the Sharps. So it's you're right. You nailed it. They can trace it. The algorithms catch any funny business. But to the casual fan, a lot of folks get on their high moral horse and don't understand how it works.
You know, we spent hours. I have in my inbox now, I have to take about a 35-minute survey, quiz, whatever you want to call it, online about gambling. And you can't tip. You can't bet. You can't, you know, somebody says to me, a friend of mine says, hey, is Trey playing tonight? Casual question among friends.
Right.
I cannot answer that.
Leave steak out of
no,
this.
No, I cannot answer that.
You're right.
Part of this hopefully just raises the awareness for players. You can't be casual with these things.
Yeah, it's something I was talking about yesterday, Steve. The thing that I think most fans understand or know is that all of these players, coaches, all the staff, the front office folks are aware. You have to pass these courses that the NBA requires you to have to be a part of the league. And It's not as if they don't know. And I think that's part of this is like, I hear this all the time. Well, did he not know? No, they know what you can and can't do. But I think what you're saying is very, it's on point because we take it in stride every day. Mike and I get asked questions all the time because people think that we have inside information.
Right.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. But we take it as, hey, Dukes, do you know what's going on with this? And you kind of say, oh, yeah, I heard he's okay or I heard he's not okay. People take that information and run with it.
Oh, I asked not to be sent the injury reports anymore.
Really?
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, because that way you're not asked.
You know, like,
yeah.
Right.
That way, if I'm asked, I can go, I don't know. I don't get the injury report.
Will Adam Silver and the league lean now on their partners to say take the prop bets off the board? Maybe only like the elite players, only like the top 10 in scoring or something? Because obviously it's so easy to monkey around with guys that are playing less than 10 minutes a game.
Honestly, I don't know what he can and can't do. I don't know. When we say partners, I mean, these are sponsorships. These are transactions. They're not, you know, sharing profits. We don't get a profit of people's wins and losses from these big sports gambling companies. But I do think, you know, when I've talked to the president of FanDuel or DraftKings, they say, you know, in 43 million bets, we've had two problems. You wouldn't take products off the shelf for two problems in 43 million. Fair, but it does seem like, you know, maybe anybody outside of the top eight. What I worry about is college. I really don't worry about the NBA. But you're in, you know, there's 360-something teams in the NCAA college. If you're at a small school, you're the seventh guy, and there's odds on you, you know, that's scary to me. And that's something that I do worry about. And I hope that mind smarter than mine can figure out the best way to not put those kids in that position. But I'll tell you something, and I know we've all yelled at players and that have cost us money in a bet, and this one dropped this and missed the extra point or the field goal. I sat at a game last year, and the first time ever I heard a fan just go nuts on a player for hitting a three because he bet that they would score under. And it's kind of surreal, you know? Instead of caring for the team, he's betting that we miss.
There's a lot of that going on. No, there is. And look, I'll say this on a personal level, just because I do have friends that actually play and guys that have played. It bugs the hell out of me when fans randomly, for the first time ever, you don't have a relationship with them. You don't know them. You just watch them play, and they come up and immediately go, you know what? You cost me money. It's like, really? That's the first thing out of your mouth? And it's that's the stuff that players go, man, I don't want to hear that. You know, like, that's not what I'm thinking about. These guys go out there trying to win. 99% of these guys are out there competing their butts off trying to win. And I agree with you, Steve. Part of that is the degenerates, and there are a lot of us out here that put money on games and bet, and that's all they care about, right? That's all that they are focused on. It is not the team or, hey, how good the team's going to be or if they win. And a lot of times that's the first thing players hear from fans that they don't even know.
Yeah, I think there's a real positive side to sports betting, but there's also a dark side, and I think we're seeing the dark side, and I think what you just talked about, Carl, is part of that, that you kind of lose your fandom and you mix it up with cash.
Right.
You know, it's a tough thing to do.
No, that's why players, the same thing. We get the same reaction. We talk to even Falcon players about fantasy football stats. That gets a major eye roll as well. It's our buddy Steve Coonan, CEO for your Atlanta Hawks. No, there was no fix. We just played like crap, Steve. What the heck happened on Wednesday? My God, we're looking for no transitional defense, no rebounding. Well, I mean, what the heck is going to – how long is it going to take for everything to coalesce with all these new faces?
I'm smiling because at least you said no fix. Then you trashed us. So well done. Now that was ugly. That was miserable. That was not good. And obviously it's going to take some time, and this has been, we got a really tough schedule to start. We're playing a really, really, tough Orlando team tonight. And then we go against the world champs tomorrow night in a back to back. So I do think it'll take a little bit of time for everybody to get in the right position, for everybody to understand the rhythms. More than half of our team is new, but that was tough. And I hope the fantastic fans who came out, who got excited, who we didn't deliver for, you know, continue to come back out, because I do feel very positive about the team. But it was not pretty. I cannot come up with any way. I've been thinking about it most of the day.
Yeah.
You know, that was just ugly.
I'll tell you what wasn't ugly. It's Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, Hawks and Magic tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock. And that's your Georgia Bulldogs. Look, this stunner, Gunnar Stockton kid, man, he's got a lot of grit to him, Steve. And they're off this week. They'll play Florida next week. Mike mentioned Billy Napier got. They'll have an interim coach. That may look a little different, but it's still Florida. But you surprised where the Dogs are or not at all?
No, I'm not. I mean, you know, we've talked about it, and I tease about Kirby's aggression, but that's what it is. They do not think they've lost, will lose the game. And in the fourth quarter, they just wear them out. 17-0 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, 17-0. That's when it matters. That's when it matters. So and speaking of sports gambling, they covered the spread. They're down by nine and they covered.
They did. They did.
Right. And by the way, Steve, since, you know, for those, we remind folks every day we pick up new listeners. Thank you. But Steve was a big shot in TV. And before that at Coke, before we got to the Hawks. Steve, I just thought it was so cool. Oren, our engineer producer, talked about it on our podcast. Nostalgia, a great mix of history and humor. NBC just nailed it, just completely knocked it out of the park on the season curtain raiser.
Yeah, they really did, and the ratings were terrific, as was the game, double overtime. I'm praying that Oklahoma City comes in here exhausted and possibly gets a little bit of the Atlanta flu tonight. So, guys, if you're listening, go out and have a great time.
Right.
Exactly. But NBC did a really good job. You know, I mean, there's things as a former team. I didn't like the stand-up halftime show. And by the way, I got to hand it to ESPN. They did let Inside the NBA, which I was so fortunate to have a part in at Turner, be itself. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like, what's everybody talking about? This is Inside the NBA, and they let them go. And I couldn't even go to sleep. I was enjoying watching it so much, and it was on late.
I agree. Charles, what's up, Chuck? Lost some weight? Shaq's being Shaq, Kenny and Kenny, and look, Ernie is Ernie. I'm with you. I said this to Big O, our engineer today, who worked at Turner for some time. The emblems change, but the show is the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, and I love the fact that they haven't, Mike, this is Mike and I's worst fear. They didn't mess with it. Let these guys do what they do. I totally agree. Steve Coonan, man, great to talk with you as always. Hawks Magic tonight. Tomorrow, guys, OKC, the champs, in town, taking on our Hawks.
Come on down.
Yeah. It's back to back.
It's going to be a good game tomorrow night.
I agree. It's going to be a lot of fun. Steve, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.